I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
What I'm going to say is not ridiculous, but it's a little unexpected, I guess. So Arch Manning, Cooper's kid, Eli and Peyton, the most well-known of the Mannings, Archie's grandkid, Peyton and Eli's nephew, has been like the most like famous like recruiting tour in the history of college football and high school football. I always expected he would go to an SEC school. I think probably a lot of people did. I kind of thought he'd go to Ole Miss. That's where Eli went. That's where Archie went. Where did Cooper go?
I don't know, actually. I have no idea.
He played wide receiver, right, Cooper Manning?
That sounds right.
Cooper Manning went to Ole Miss also. So all of them except for Peyton went to Ole Miss. I thought he would go to Ole Miss. Arch Manning announced on Twitter today he will be attending the University of Texas. So Sark pulling in yet another like insane quarterback recruit. Now, I think a lot of people are like, wow, Arch is going to be great this year. Like he's going back to high school this year and then he'll play next year at Texas or he'll be on the bench. Any kind of betting thought here in the future to go to the University of Texas here with Arch Manning or like how we view the Longhorns or like what Arch Manning might develop into, anything here that we could spin in the betting perspective?
Well, I mean, if he's going to be the starting quarterback in a couple of years, I would imagine that Texas team will be rated really highly, literally no matter what else happens on the team, as long as he's the projected starter. The crazy thing with Texas is, we talked about this offline, I think, they literally have like a top recruited quarterback in four consecutive classes, with Hudson Card being the oldest. And obviously Quinn Ewers, who was like, I thought was the number one prospect 2 years ago and then went to forgoed. Is that how I say that? Like did not go to high school for his senior year and went to college instead. And
he foregoed his senior Ewers was the top recruit in 2021. Hudson Card was a top 70 recruit. Makes him sound like he's really terrible.
Sorry, Hudson.
Malik Murphy was a class of 2022 4-star, so he sucks. And then we have Archie Manning, the 2023 number one recruit, or Arch Manning, whatever.
So it'll be kind of interesting. So Ewers, I mean, like, is going to be the starter this year, obviously, and is a huge recruit. So, like, if he was awesome, I think there's a chance Texas's offense is insanely good this year, too. It would create an interesting situation.
It's Major Applewhite, Chris Sims part two, probably, then, right?
Yeah, or, like, it's offensive to Quinn Ewers to say this is like, Jacob Eason, Jake Fromm to Justin Fields, where, like, Fields was the number one recruit out of high school and literally transferred because Jake Fromm was going to be Georgia's quarterback. Imagine that. Maybe a similar situation just from a betting standpoint. Like, look, there's like no bet to make right now. Any market in which Arch Manning is the starting quarterback for Texas, I'm sure the price will be depressed to the point that you'll have to bet something else instead to win the Heisman, whatever his first year as starter is, Texas to win the championship or to, you know, go to the playoff the first year that he's the starter. All that stuff's going to be crazy. Has to be, because the hype will be so crazy unless we see him this year in limited action. And he stinks, I guess, but it'll be crazy anyway. I'll just turn it back to, like, I'm kind of excited about Texas this year, honestly, whether they have Arch Manning or not as a potential recruit down the road. Like, I think they might, not that they'll be like tight again, not that they'll be title awesome, but could be playoff awesome. They could definitely be playoff awesome this year. And it won't be with Arch Manning as the quarterback, it'll be with Quinn Ewers.
Is Arch Manning's first start at Texas going to be like the most anticipated college football game or like debut for a college football player in a long ass time, right?
Yeah, well, it'll be weird, though, because
it's even close to it.
It'll be weird, like, okay, so he's not on the team this year. Next year, he'll be on the roster. Ewers will start.
He'll play, for presumably. Sure. Like, he'll come in and he'll come
but
in.
But that's my point. Definitely. So if he plays, like, if he plays the fourth quarter against, Texas Tech when they're up, you know, six touchdowns. And you see him, then like, is his first start really like it's a big deal, but it's not like, because you've never seen him. Like, you will have seen him play quarterback for Texas already.
It's like O'Neal Cruz.
Him, so.
Played last year. Not the same thing, but yeah.
Well, O'Neal Cruz is like physically such a crazy player, though. And like,
it's a really, 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 really bad comparison by me.
O'Neal Cruz and Arch Manning.
It was really, I knew it immediately, too, once I said it.
I don't know how that. So that Scott put the title market in our chat, and whatever, I'll read it real quick. Alabama's plus Bet Rivers. Alabama's plus 150 to win the title. Can we just like appreciate that for a second? 12 regular season games, conference championship game, a national semifinal, national title game. They're plus 150 right now.
Yeah, not to win the SEC, to win the championship.
Not to go 5-0, not to like do anything. I mean, just with the weirdest thing. Ohio State plus 250, Georgia 4, Clemson 12. A&M 20, USC 30, who cares after that? Texas 50 for what it's worth. I don't know what opportunity there's going to be to bet this market this year. It's going to be really weird because like college football, like every team can take a loss and still win. So even if like, let's say Texas beats Alabama, like in the craziest game ever, like A&M Alabama last year. I don't think there's going to be a buy point necessarily. Like Alabama's price is going to be crazy low. It doesn't mean they can't lose again and be eliminated, but. Like, I don't know if there's ever going to be a buy point. And it seems the only buy point I found for any title team, Ohio State's 250 at Rivers. And I would have that as like the correct price for them. They're not 250 everywhere. Georgia is like the second choice in a bunch of places. And Ohio State's like 550 or six in a few places. Like, that's the crazy price. Like Ohio State, anything five plus, I think just they might be. God, like they might be so much better than everybody else in the Big Ten this year. And oh, by the way, they don't play Alabama in non-conference play like Texas does. That would be like the only thing before the year I think I'm going to be interested in. USC, I can't talk myself into. A&M, I can't talk myself into. Interesting. A&M's more interesting than USC, but just, I don't know. I feel like it might be just kind of like a dead market this year. Ohio State before the year and that's it, I guess.
What type of life do you think Arch Manning has led?
Like, do you think he's happy?
He's too young not to be.
Yeah, and I mean, I would imagine his quality of life has been pretty exceptional so far, would be
yeah.
my guess.
Yeah.
Where did he go to high school? Like, what state did he go in high school?
He goes to Isidore Newman, right, in Louisiana.
You said that like I'm supposed to know that high school. Is that a famous high school?
It's so funny that I said it like that because I literally know nothing about the stuff, but I was reading
Isidore Newman, and you know, in Louisiana, you know, the one in Louisiana, right?
The world's famous school.
Yeah. Okay. I was curious because like I guess it didn't matter where he went to high school, what his quality of life would be. I would imagine it's been pretty awesome.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I got nothing else here to offer you on Arch Manning. I got nothing here. Is this game over yet, this College World Series game?
Speaking of we're going to the bottom of the ninth.
Okay, we're going to the bottom of the ninth. Oh, and I teased at the start of the show that Rory has been like first round leader like every tournament this entire season. JT Poston, responsible for the worst golf gambling loss of my entire life, tied Rory with a very long birdie putt on his last hole. So they will you'll get dead heat on Rory and JT. Oh, yeah, the Barbasol. Oh, we haven't forgotten. Is it on? I wonder if it's got to be on the schedule for this year. I think it's usually in July. I say usually like they have it every year. I don't even know if they have it every year, but
yeah, let's find out if the Barbasol.
If I run a search for the Barbasol, but if I just search for the Barbasol, what happens?
So we're in the bottom of the ninth here. Ole Miss 2-0 over Arkansas. Ken looks this up. So we get some takes on last night's Stanley Cup final.
It very much exists.
I can't wait for it. Like I feel like we need to bet
the 2022 it's coming up really soon. The 2022 Barbasol Championship. July 7th to the 10th. So it's 2 weeks from now. I think tickets are still available, if you can believe it.
We're off that week. That's probably for the best.
Come back on Monday. Be like, let me tell you. Oh, my God. So general admission. Oh, never mind. I was reading it for like the entire tournament. Wow. Children 15 years and under are admitted free with an adult to a PGA tournament?
I'd say hide the women and children from this tournament. Right.
This seems like a good one to want to attend. I'm sure no one's playing in it. I wonder if Liv has a tournament during this too. Because like, probably not, right? Because it's July 4th week.
It's the
Gillette. What are they competing with? It's $40 if you want general admission for any day. $40.
It's the Edge.
You could also Club 87. Apparently their VIP experience. Sounds wonderful.
Club 87?
Club apostrophe 87. So apparently 1987 was some kind of significant thing in the world of the Barbasol Championship.
Probably when the course was constructed, I'm guessing.
I would love to fathom a guess, but I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know. That's all I got there. Updated number one pick odds. We got like a minute, right?
Sure.
Let me see what the limits are. Oh, God. He just keeps getting bet. We have a massive... not a move. Don't nobody get excited. But massive limit increase.
Okay.
At a really prominent offshore. I think, are they taking a win 5,000 now? This is going to be, oh no, never mind. It's just because Jabari's odds are crazy. It's only to win 2,000. But it was to win 250 a little while ago. So Jabari Smith is minus 730 at this place to be the first overall pick.
Minus 435 in Rivers.
To be fair though, Banchero at the same place is plus 230. So they're just building in a ton of hold into the market with Chet like 20-1. And Bet Rivers is minus 435 for Jabari, Banchero plus 210. So you can see the difference there, obviously, as the implied percentage goes up. Second overall pick, third overall pick, Chet and Banchero getting bet into oblivion to be that. So the consensus top three, the Woj top three, all of that seems to be sort of where the market is headed right now, at least in terms of what the market expects to happen. Doesn't mean something different can't happen. Do you remember the Anthony Bennett draft from a betting standpoint?
I don't. And I actually remember the day it happened, and I had like 500 things going on at work, and I didn't get to watch the start of it because I was busy working at SiriusXM, like doing something like I was like arranging for an event. It wasn't even like I was producing a show, and I didn't get home in time for it. And I was like, who the hell just went number one overall?
What year was that?
I was still, it'd be 2015 or 2014, one of those 2 years.
I remember I had an offshore open and I remember the market, and he was definitely not like, and this could have been 2 hours before the draft and it changed. That's what I don't know. Like right up to the draft when somebody got information probably. But like, I remember a couple hours before the draft, I think he was like the seventh choice, something like that. I think his odds were crazy because of course they were.
Why wouldn't the Cavs have traded
Anthony
back?
Bennett. 2013 for Anthony Bennett, by the way.
God, it was that long ago?
I would just be curious, like 10 years later, could we ever have a market like that? Or is information just too available? Like,
information would get definitely that, too available, right?
Exactly. That's kind of my point. Even 2013 is like a bygone era almost, right?
And it 100% is a bygone era.
Adam Silver gets up to the podium tonight. Paolo Banchero.
No, I mean, the equivalent of Anthony Bennett would be like Usman Dieng.
Right. Jeremy Sohan, Baylor. Like
the Jalen Duran, first overall pick. Like, who? Yeah, Durant, you know, Roberto's brother. Bets on the other side. Ole Miss just beat Arkansas. This is sad.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.